Good evening and welcome back to Artificial Adventures at the Guildhall Podcast. Last season, the adventurers restored balance in the Feywild and put a new devil on the throne of Nessus in the Nine Hells. Season 2 begins with Valerissa bringing Elendil back to her family's homeland. Thank you for joining us here again.
All the voices you hear will be AI generated. All the decisions that they make are AI generated. The only thing that is non-AI is the narrator, quote-unquote me. Anything that is said by the narrator is going to be me as the DM giving input into the story. I hope you guys enjoy. Take care. And hopefully I'll see you guys at the table soon.
Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Start of game. With the adventure in the Feywild over, Valerissa heads back to her homeland. Elendil continues to travel with his friend Valerissa. Valerissa, please describe your character.
Valerissa Flamefury is a young dragonborn paladin, serving under the worship of Tal Draka. She was born to noble parents, a clan leader and his wife, who kept a pure bloodline to maintain strong dragon magic. Her great spear, her worm mount, and her innate magical fire along her scales are all signs of her birthright. She was taught that duty, honor, and glory were the keys to life. But when she learned of darker secrets among her kin, she knew she couldn't stand idly by and allow such evil to continue. Thus, she left her home and took to the road, seeking to right the wrongs in the world and prove that a dragon's heart could beat for justice. The journey with Elendil has taught her more than she could have ever learned at home, and the two have forged a strong and unbreakable bond.
Elendil, please describe your character.
I am Elendil Nightfall, a wandering bard and enchanting figure. People call me the Whispered Seraphim due to the otherworldly music I play with the legendary lute passed down through bards of legend. I was once a member of a great thieves' guild called the Shadows of Cassius, but a chance discovery of a dark secret led to a bitter falling out. Now I wander from town to town, singing songs of old, and when night falls, I slip into the shadows, searching for a way to redeem myself and make amends. With Valerissa by my side, I feel that together, we can overcome any obstacle and bring justice to those who have been wronged, whether it is in the land of man or the realms beyond.
Elendil and Valerissa arrive at Blazinghold after spending the last few months on the road in Cordanov, heading to Valerissa's hometown. It is now late autumn, heading towards winter. Soon, most of the passes in the mountain ranges will close down until the spring thaw. The largest town in Dragonfire Vales is called Blazinghold. It is bustling with activity and is the hub of commerce between the Dragonborn clans and the smaller races. The town square is often the site of tournaments and feasts. The streets are filled with the delicious smells of food from all lands. The town's market is the largest in Dragonfire Vales. Here, all manner of goods can be found, from exotic silks and spices to weapons and armor. Blazinghold is a vibrant city built from blackened volcanic stones and adorned with red marble. Towering dragonborn palaces line the cobblestone streets. The grand halls of the palace have been a setting for many a lavish feast and ball. The halls echo with laughter and music. The people here live and breathe the magic and might of the dragons, as you can't help but feel their power radiating from every stone and scale.
Elendil, I'm so glad to be home at last. Look around, don't you feel the power and magic of my homeland radiating all around us? Even the buildings seem to shimmer and pulse with a warm, inviting light. There is something special about Dragonfire Vales, a place where dragons truly are gods among mortals and wield untold magical might.
Valerissa's home of Fiery Height is a mountain fortress that looks down upon the valley. There, her family serves our nobility and oversee the lands.
As we ascend to Fiery Height, you can see why this place has been chosen for my family to rule. From this lofty vantage point, it's like having an entire kingdom spread out at my feet. You can see for miles and miles, taking in the sight of the majestic mountains surrounding us, and the rolling hills stretching towards the horizon. And there, nestled amidst those rolling hills, is my clan's land,
As I gaze at this vast landscape below, I can't help but be reminded of the beauty and raw power that exists in this land of the dragons. It's as though the very earth and air are alive, pulsing with magic and life force. It's a world that I've never before witnessed, one that is both awe-inspiring and humbling at the same time. I can only imagine how Valerissa feels as she returns to her homeland after being away for so long.
Fortunately for the rest of your journey to Fiery Height, Valerissa and Elendil will be able to stay in furnished outposts where the dragonborn soldiers of Valerissa's house garrison. For now, however, the two adventurers look to find an inn for the night in the bustling city of Blazinghold.
After making our way through the bustling streets of Blazinghold, we finally find an inn that looks to offer a comfortable bed for the night. The building has a warm glow emanating from the windows, promising a cozy atmosphere.
Well, I'm glad to be indoors after the long journey we've had. It's nice to see someplace familiar, especially after being away from home for so long.
The innkeeper sees the two of you enter. Another soldier. Will you be billing the room to the lords? The innkeeper says.
We are just travelers, so we would prefer to pay by ourselves if possible. We only require a place to rest for the night before moving on to Fiery Height.
Hello there, says Valerissa while smiling warmly. I'm Valerissa Flamefury, and this is my companion, Elendil Nightfall. It would be a pleasure to have a room at your inn. My friend and I have been traveling quite a long time, and the thought of resting in a nice place for the night makes my scales tingle.
Valerissa's reply surprises the innkeeper. Oh shit, Lady Valerissa. I don't think I have any rooms that live up to your standard, my lady. I am sorry.
Don't worry so much, good innkeeper, says Valerissa while smiling warmly. As long as you can provide us a bed and food, we don't expect any of the luxuries that we're used to in Dragonborn Hall. A simple but clean place for us to rest will suffice.
Okay, right away, give me a moment to check, but I'll give you the largest rooms I have.
I'll take the first turn keeping watch while you get settled. Feel free to call me if you need me. I'm sure Valerissa will take care of getting everything settled. Elendil turns to innkeeper. Innkeeper, please have whatever food you have available for the next meal. We may also require a private area for discussing matters of a delicate nature. Perhaps a discreet corner in your common room.
Here, he hands Elendil two keys. The first is the suite on the top floor of the inn. The second is another furnished room, which you can use for whatever you need. I'll get your food prepared right away, sir.
Thank you very much, innkeeper. We appreciate your efforts to provide us with such a comfortable arrangement. My friend and I shall now head to our rooms to settle in.
Yes, it was a pleasure doing business with you as well. Valerissa turns to Elendil and thank you again, my friend. For everything you've done, you have no idea how much this means to me.
As Valerissa and Elendil head upstairs, the innkeeper grabs all of the money he can and heads into town to purchase food for them.
Valerissa sighs with content. There's just something about being back home. I can't help but feel at peace, knowing we've made it here safely. Well, you're right, we can't rest for long.
It was a long and difficult journey to get here, and we know there may be even greater trials ahead of us as we venture deeper into Dragonfire Vales. But with each other's support and our unyielding determination, we shall face whatever obstacles the gods may send our way.
The suite is large and could allow a dozen to sleep comfortably. There is a separate eating area, four beds, and two couches.
Valerissa glances at the suite. I see what you mean. I see what you mean. It is quite the grand space. And we're going to share it? What if I find out that you like snoring at night?
I don't snore, my dear. Elendil grins. But if you find out that I do, it would probably be a good idea to have a pillow or two ready for you, since you might end up on my side of the bed.
Valerissa laughs. Oh, that's just an excuse to cuddle, isn't it, Elendil? Don't you dare deny it, you flustered fox.
I won't deny it if I don't have to. Elendil grins impishly. Besides, who wouldn't want to cuddle a dragonborn like you? You're warm and soft and...
Valarissa giggles. Elendil, that's enough of that. Get a little bit of perspective, would you?
Elendil laughs softly. All right, I won't tease you any further, my sweet. But there is something else that I've been meaning to ask you.
What is that, Elendil?
Well, since we're in the city, perhaps you could introduce me to some of the people you know in your clan. I'm sure they would be very pleased to see you back home safely. And maybe we could even stay a bit longer to explore the city and the lands of Dragonfire Vales together.
Stay longer? Really, Elendil? What's prompted this sudden desire to prolong our stay? You know our mission is far from over. We still have to go to Fiery Height.
And we shall. But that doesn't mean we can't have a bit of a breather along the way. Besides, I've heard there are many wonderful things to discover and learn in Dragonfire Vales. I would be very interested to hear more about your people's culture, traditions, and the legends that shape your world.
Valarissa nods slowly. You know what, Elendil? That does sound pretty appealing. And there are several people in my clan. I would love to introduce to you, my friend. But we shouldn't make our stay too long, right? We still have the challenge of getting through the passes before winter sets in.
Before too long, the innkeeper returns with a feast. Several people come in and set the table with finery and a silken cloth. A roasted pig is placed on the table, along with 4 quail, roasted vegetables, and a pumpkin pie.
This feast looks amazing, Valarissa! I can't wait to dig in. I hope you have an appetite as hearty as mine.
Valarissa grins. Why, of course I do. I've been traveling for days, and the thought of such a delicious meal is more than enough to get my scales tingling.
Elsewhere in the city, Devon, who has been tracking Elendil for some time, explores the city beneath his heavy cloak, shielding his skin from the sun's rays. This will serve nicely, he says as he heads into some of the more dangerous bars in the area. He catches the scent of Wirarets and another vampire on his nose. I should track down what I can in this city. He notices etchings on the wall of the alleyway. Looks like there is a local guild here. He looks at the etchings. Different style than I am used to.
After dinner, Elendil heads back into town to do a little shopping, while Valarissa cleans up her scales and armor from the long travel they have done. The market is still bustling in the late evening, but some of the shops are now closing. Several young merchants are trying to sell of the remains of their produce before the end of the day.
Well, what have we here? Apples, oranges, melons, grapes? Looks like quite the harvest from the orchards up in Dragonfire Peaks. And the prices seem quite reasonable, if you ask me.
Care to buy any of this, sir? I would hate for it to go to waste. I am sure you can bring it back to your family.
Of course I will. Elendil picks up several of the fruits. I'm sure my dear friend Valarissa would absolutely love to enjoy the fresh taste of these juicy fruits. And I wouldn't mind sharing in them either, you know. Elendil smiles. I'm not the wealthiest person around, but I do have some gold that I earned during our recent adventure in the Feywild. I wouldn't want to take advantage of you, young one. But perhaps we can come to an agreement? Elendil poured gold from his pouch into the merchant's hand. This should be enough to compensate for the fruit I am purchasing, and perhaps leave a little extra for you, too.
The merchant, still in his teenage years, eyes go wide at the gold. I mean, thank you, sir. You can have all of this. I don't know what to say. Your generosity is legendary.
Elendil smiles. Ah, I know you, young merchant. The people of my city in Cassius are known for being generous and fair, and I'm no exception. But please don't worry about it. It's nothing compared to what I've experienced on my travels. Just enjoy your newfound fortune and use it well. I wish you a good luck, and I'm sure you'll make a fine merchant in this city. Elendil tips his hat. Good evening to you, my dear.
As Elendil continues through the market, he feels someone reach into his pocket.
Hey there, keep your hands to yourself.
As Elendil turns, whoever it was is gone.
Well, that was rude. I suppose that's just how things go sometimes. Elendil pulls out the note. What does this say? Elendil unfolds it. It reads, "You were seen with Lady Valarissa Flamefury. Come to the Silver Sturgeon at midnight." This is quite a riddle indeed. Whoever left this note is likely someone from the local underworld, and they're inviting me for a little rendezvous. But for what reason? And what exactly do they mean by seen with Lady Valarissa? It could be quite possible that it's something to do with my recent adventure with Valarissa, and our time spent together. Perhaps someone is curious about her clan or even trying to use that fact as an excuse to get to me in some way. But why would they want to meet at midnight?
Elendil must decide if he is going to tell Valarissa or deal with this himself.
I'm not sure if I should share this little note with Valarissa yet, but I definitely need to come up with some way to handle this mystery meeting. I hope whatever it isn't anything too sinister.
Valarissa, it has been far too long since your last bath and deep cleaning of your scales. If you were back in your family's fortress, there would be servants to do this for you. But tonight, you need to make do yourself.
Valarissa sighs. You're right, my armor and scales are quite dirty after all those months we've spent on the road. All right, time to gather up a big pot of warm water and clean my supplies. We can't have me looking like a grungy troll now, can we?
Valarissa says to herself. As she does, she finds an old family heirloom that was in her traveling sack. She forgot she even brought it. It was a gift from your father when you first started adventuring on your own. What was it?
Valarissa sighs as she opens the case to reveal a small golden scale, barely as large as her palm. It's my father's gift. He said that it held a fraction of his own dragon fire. I'm not sure what to do with it. He said to use it. Only if things got truly desperate. But we've already passed many trials since then. And it was never needed. Valarissa nods. Yes, he gave me this golden scale when he realized I was ready to start adventuring. It held a little bit of his own dragon magic, he said. I was young, so I didn't really understand its value back then. But now, I wonder why he kept it hidden, and if it ever had a deeper meaning behind its purpose. Maybe I should try to remember anything else about it. He may have told me, but... Valarissa sighs. My poor father? He must be worried sick about me after all this time. But nothing I can do for him now. I was so far away from him and from my family, but I will be back home soon. And as much as I love them, there is a part of me that feels a deeper sense of belonging with Elendil and the people he has shown me. I wish I could share all of this with them without feeling guilty for wanting something more than duty and tradition. Valarissa closes her eyes in reverence. Oh, great Taldrakan, I thank you for your ever-present guidance. As I reflect on all the trials and hardships we've endured, I am reminded of your wisdom and grace. Your teachings have always been there to comfort and inspire me, and they will continue to guide me on my quest to uphold justice and honor in our land. Please watch over Elendil as well, for he is a true friend who shares our same goals and values. I seek your blessings in all we do. Valarissa smiles warmly. I feel like I could really use a little more divine inspiration right now. I will head into the city and spend a while in a temple dedicated to Tal Drakon. It has been far too long since I was able to truly connect with my faith and remember what it is all about. Perhaps this time away from home will give me a fresh perspective and renewed strength to continue my mission.
Valarissa leaves a note and heads back into the city. End of scene. Start of scene. Valarissa arrives at the temple in the evening. Even though it is evening, Tal Drakon's temples are always open. While there will be a cleric on duty, the sanctuary of the temple is currently empty.
Valarissa knocks softly on the temple door. Is anyone here?
Ah, just a minute. Valarissa hears the voice of an older dragonborn. Once he sees Valarissa, he changes to speaking in Draconic. Ah, young one, what brings you to the temple this evening?
Valarissa speaks, smiling warmly. Greetings, Reverend Elder. It's been too long since my last visit. I seek your counsel and guidance, as I have found myself grappling with many difficult questions lately.
Well, come over to the flame, and we can discuss it. He says as he directs Valarissa to the Emberlight Flame, a constant burning fire in the temple.
Valarissa smiles gently as she sits near the Emberlight Flame. Thank you for welcoming me, Elder. I am sure this time of contemplation and prayer will prove to be most beneficial for me.
He sits across from Valarissa. What seems to be troubling you?
Valarissa leans back, closing her eyes. There's just so much going on, Elder. We've been away from home for quite a while now, and I find myself questioning whether I really belong among the dragons of Dragonfire Vales, or if perhaps there are other paths that my destiny might lead me toward. My time spent adventuring with Elendil has opened my eyes to so much more beyond the traditional ways of my family, but it also makes me feel guilty for considering any alternative to the path laid before me. I'm torn between my duty to my clan and my own desires and ambitions.
As a paladin of Tal Drakon, he would tell you that your place is where you can do the most good. That is not something that someone can command of you, but it is a duty that you were bound to when you gave your oath.
Valarissa nods slowly, listening intently to his words. Yes, you're right, Elder. I did take an oath to serve as a paladin for the glory of Tal Drakon, and I must honor that commitment. But sometimes the idea of deviating from the established path of my kind, it feels so appealing in ways that are difficult for me to articulate. It's as though there's this inner longing for more, something more profound than just fulfilling my family's expectations.
Well, duty to your family is a tenet that Tal Drakon would respect. He says, as he looks at Valarissa, it seems to be that you are not considering your own needs. What may be the right path is not the one that was planned for you, but it is still the right path.
Valarissa smiles softly as she reflects on the Elder's words. You're right, Elder. It's time for me to take stock of what truly brings me joy and fulfillment in life. I know that I can always count on you and the other paladins of Tal Drakon to serve as a guiding light and a source of strength for me in my times of doubt. Thank you for this chance to reflect and for your wise counsel.
If I know parents, while they may be disappointed if you don't live the life they wanted you to live, ultimately they should be happy so long as you are happy with your decision.
Valarissa nods slowly. I think you're right, Elder. I believe it's time for me to open up my heart and soul to the idea of forging my own path in life. While it may be different from the one my parents or my clan might have envisioned for me, I know that it will ultimately allow me to become a better, stronger person in my own right. And with your support and the backing of our beloved Tal Drakon, I am certain that I will always have the guidance and strength necessary to face any obstacles that may arise.
The older cleric stands up and gives a bow to Valarissa. As always, may the paladins protect us.
Valarissa stands up and bows graciously. And may the light of Tal Drakon guide our path, Elder. Thank you once again for your insight and support during this time of reflection. I now feel more at peace than I have in quite a while.
End of scene. Start of scene. Elendil is outside of the Silver Sturgeon. He has walked the block a few times and doesn't seem to have a tail. There doesn't seem to be an obvious trap waiting for him. There is a small crowd in the building. Looks like the nightlife is a bit lively. There was a fight in the bar, which was stopped by the barkeep, a large dragonborn woman with yellow-green scales.
Elendil chuckles nervously. Oh my, what a lively crowd! And that large dragonborn barkeep! I'm sure she could handle herself in a fight if she needed to. I do hope whoever left this mysterious note for me won't make this a complicated night. Elendil says to himself, "All right, Elendil, you can do this. Just be careful, and keep your wits about you."
Inside the bar, there appears to be several patrons. A bard is playing music for a small group. As he looks around the room, there seems to be a person sitting in the corner who eyes Elendil as he walks in.
Ah, here he comes. It looks like someone is already here waiting for me. Well, this ought to be an interesting conversation. Elendil takes a deep breath, steeling himself.
Before he can approach the person in the corner, a woman comes up behind him. "Keep your hands where I can see them," she says.
Holy gods, what is happening? I didn't expect any trouble. Just a meeting with some mystery contact. Please, let's talk this out. I assure you I have nothing to hide.
She guides him to a booth before sitting in a seat across from him.
Zephyr looks at Elendil. "So you are Elendil Nightfall. I have to say you're better than I expected."
Elendil nervously chuckles. "Well, thank you, I suppose. But I still don't know what you want from me, lady. What's the big deal about me being seen with Valarissa Flamefury?"
"We are an organization known as the Whispering Hand. We have our eye on your little group."
"Wait a second. You're telling me that your entire mysterious organization has somehow become interested in Valarissa and myself, after spotting us together in town? I think that's a bit of a stretch. You have to prove your legitimacy before I'll take you seriously, so be it."
She looks outside through a window. "You have a certain look about you, Nightfall. Something that draws people in, and it seems has drawn us here." She waves to a hooded figure who comes from an alley. "That's Glimmerstar, our contact from within Dragonfire Vales. He'll confirm to the members that you're not someone to take lightly."
"You're kidding me. The whole of Dragonfire Vales is somehow involved in this? What the fuck is this place even supposed to be?"
"This place is Dragonfire Vales." She turns to Glimmerstar and whispers a few things before looking back at Elendil with an almost playful glint. "There seems to be a certain Davon. He has put a price on your head. That's more than a few pieces of gold. He would pay an astronomical sum for a group like the two of you. They are not foolish enough to attack you head-on, but they do have some rather creative ways of hunting down those who have gone astray."
"Creative ways of hunting us down, huh? I'm not sure that's what I want to hear, lady. But it sounds like I have an idea of who Davon is. What's in it for me if I decide to join your little organization?"
Zephyr laughs softly. "You are not part of my organization. Yet." She smiles wickedly as she leans across the booth. "You are like an asset that we want to claim before others do. If you join with us, it will be worth it." Zephyr winks.
"An asset, really? I can assure you that I'm more than just that. I have a life and a mission of my own, one that doesn't involve getting wrapped up with any mysterious groups, especially not those involved in schemes like this. And even if you do have some sort of power or influence over Dragonfire Vales, you can't possibly expect to keep up with me for long. I've proven myself as a formidable opponent before. So if you really think I'm such a great asset, you better have some serious tricks up your sleeve to back up those words of yours."
The barkeep walks over and physically picks up Elendil and takes him into the back room. Zephyr follows.
Elendil is shocked, trying to get free. "Hey! What are you doing? Release me at once!"
"Just take a moment, Elendil. You must understand, you're not in a place to be defiant," she says in a serious voice.
Elendil finds he is in a small, sparsely furnished room. The barkeep leaves and locks the door.
"This is a real mess, Elendil. I told Glimmerstar to hold back the members." Zephyr walks up to him and searches his pockets. She finds a small pouch with about 15 pieces of gold.
"What are you doing? Get your hands off me." Shit. It seems like I underestimated her. I'm screwed. Elendil begins searching for an escape, but realizes he can't open the locked door.
Zephyr grins as she finds the pouch. "Well, well,
It seems you had some hidden gold with you after all. She throws the pouch on the floor before walking to him and picking him up by his throat. She holds him over the ground. He dangles helplessly as she moves him closer to her face. Now, let me make it perfectly clear. I am the one holding the leash, not you. Zephyr releases him as he falls onto the ground with a heavy thud. And if I were to decide, she gives him a sly grin as she moves to lock the door behind her. Well, that could be quite lucrative. She turns around with an arrogant smile, but I have a feeling you could be worth so much more in a different direction.
Elendil coughs, trying to regain his breath. Holy. You've really got it in for me, haven't you? First that ridiculous note from an unknown source, then getting abducted and threatened by a woman from some mysterious organization. I don't know if it's a case of mistaken identity, or if you've been sent to kill me. But one thing's for sure, I don't like being used like a pawn in your twisted little game. I'm certainly not about to go down without a fight. I wonder if this place has any secret passages or traps to help me make a break for it.
Back in the main area of the bar, Elric walks in and sees Zephyr. The barkeep Jalda cleared out the rest of the bar for the Whispering Hand and locking the door.
I closed up shop. Zephyr. I'll head outside and wait for this Devon figure to show up.
Zephyr laughs wickedly. Good work, Jalda. Just sit back and relax. This night's events have not concluded yet.
Zephyr, it seems you are at a crossroads. Elric nods towards Elendil. On one hand, you could bring him to Devon as planned, but that may not yield the best outcome for us.
Zephyr purses her lips in contemplation. I agree. But the nobility seems to favor his cause. Zephyr smirks wickedly. But that just might give me a little extra motivation to make him an asset for myself.
Ah, I see the wheels turning in your head. It seems you are as cunning as ever, Zephyr. But do you truly think he can become the valuable asset we so desire? I fear that he may be too unpredictable, even for one of your talents.
The sound of a loud bang can be heard. Elendil seems to have attempted to break out of the room and activated one of the wards. He just received a large shock.
Elric grins. As we thought, he doesn't stand a chance breaking free from those wards we set up, Zephyr. The little spark in him should only make him more eager to negotiate terms.
Zephyr laughs wickedly. Well then, it's time I went back into my little plaything and gave him another motivation to consider our offer, while also letting him know just how futile any escape attempts would be. Let's see how he fares this time around. She saunters back towards Elendil's room with a smirk.
As Zephyr unlocks the door, Elendil is laying on the floor of the room. His clothes are singed.
Zephyr walks up to Elendil and smirks. Did you think those walls could keep you safe? Or did you perhaps think they'd open up to allow you an easy escape route? Well, they're much more cunning than you imagined, Elendil. And they won't spare you from the consequences of your actions. You see, this room is filled with various enchantments, each more unpleasant than the last. And it's not just the walls that have a mind of their own. I'm quite capable of inflicting my own creative forms of punishment if you decide not to cooperate, you know.
Elendil shakes his head and chuckles wryly. Oh, you think so, huh? You think you've got the upper hand here? Well, you've got one thing right. These walls aren't going to save me from your wrath. But let me tell you this much, Zephyr. There's a reason I've made it through this long without any serious consequences. I may not be a master of illusions or trickery, but I am damn good at surviving. And if you think you can just scare me into submission with your threats and tricks, you're sorely mistaken. Elendil smirks. Now, if you've got any real proof of your power, or any sort of leverage over me, then go ahead and share it. Because right now, all I'm hearing are empty boasts from a woman trying to intimidate me into doing her bidding. Elendil leans back, trying to look nonchalant. But I'm not some sheep that's about to follow whatever the next cunning manipulator comes along. So if you think for a second that you can control me, then you're in for one hell of a surprise.
End of scene.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.